which thou hast made.
We are about to begin our daily 6:20 p.m. prayer novena service to the Holy Spirit. That is our novena to the Holy Spirit prayer service, followed by our usual Shepherds of Christ 6:30 p.m. prayer service. And we begin by each of us saying, I want to make a spiritual communion. And then we say together, I give my heart to Jesus and Mary with you in love. Next, we pray, we cast Satan into the fires of hell far from us, our families, our movement, the church, and the world, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We now begin the daily novena prayers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, in union with him, in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, in the Holy Spirit. We come to you united to the child Jesus of good health and the infant of Prague. We come to you in the perfect, sinless heart of our Mother Mary, asking her powerful intercession, uniting ourselves to her holy tears. We come to you united to all the angels and saints and the souls in purgatory. We now have the prayer for the outpouring in a special way of the Holy Spirit upon us. We pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit on us, to be baptized by the Holy Spirit, that he will descend mightily on us, as he did on the apostles at Pentecost, that the Holy Spirit will transform us from fear to fearlessness, and that he will give us courage to do all the Father is asking of us, to help bring about the reign of the Sacred Heart and the triumph of Mary's Immaculate Heart. We pray for the Holy Spirit to descend mightily on the Jesuits and the poor clares, on the Shepherds of Christ leaders and members, and on the whole body of Christ and the world. We now pray to be protected by the blood of Jesus. We pray that the blood of Jesus will be spread on us, everyone in our families, and the Shepherds of Christ movement, that we will be able to move steadfastly ahead and be protected from the evil one. We now pray a prayer for healing. We pray for healing in body, mind, and soul, and generational healing in ourselves, in all members in our families, and in all members of the Shepherds of Christ movement, the Jesuit community, the poor clares, the body of Christ, and the world. We pray now for strength and light. We adore you, O Holy Spirit. Give us strength. Give us light. Console us. We give ourselves entirely to you. O Spirit of light and grace, we want to only do the will of the Father. Enlighten us that we may live always in the Father's will. Eternal Spirit, fill us with your divine wisdom that we may comprehend more fully insight into your divine mysteries. Give us lights, O Holy Spirit, that we may know God. Work within the heart, the spiritual womb of the Virgin Mary, to form us more and more into the image of Jesus. We now have a prayer to make us one with God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We long for you, O Spirit of light. We long to know God. We want to be one with Him, our divine God. We want to be one with the Father, know Him as a person most intimately. We want to know the Beloved One, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and live and dwell in Him at all times, every moment of our lives. We want to be one with you, O Spirit of Light, that you move in us in our every breath. We now have a prayer to be one in Jesus. Let us experience life in the Sacred Heart of Jesus, so we can say, as St. Paul, I have been crucified with Christ, and yet I am alive. Yet it is no longer I, but Christ living in me. Let us live united to the Mass all through the day, being one in Him. Let us be able to love and know in this elevated state of oneness with our God. We long for Thee, O beauteous God. We love You. We love You. We love You. We praise You, worship You, honor You, adore You, and thank You, our beloved God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We now have a prayer to dwell in the hearts of Jesus and Mary. We seek to be one in God, to live and dwell in the hearts of Jesus and Mary, our little heaven on earth, to experience life in the all-perfect, pure, sinless heart of our Mother. We want the Holy Spirit to move in us and to be united to Jesus as the bridegroom of our souls, and be a most perfect sacrifice offered to the Father at every moment as we unite in the holy sacrifice of the Mass around the world to help in the salvation of souls. We now have this prayer for the Holy Spirit and His gifts. Come, Holy Spirit, come into our hearts. Inflame all people with the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and all will be reborn.
And you will renew the face of the earth.
We pray for the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. We ask for perfection in our souls, to make us holy, holy souls likened to God. Dear Holy Spirit, we give ourselves to you, soul and body. We ask you to give us the spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. We now have a prayer for the Word alive in our hearts. We know, dear Holy Spirit, the Word in His human nature was brought forth within the womb of the woman. We pray that His Word will be brought forth in our hearts as He lives and dwells in us. We want the Incarnation to go on in our lives. Dear Holy Spirit, work in us. And now follow a series of little prayers to the Holy Spirit. Dear Holy Spirit, help us not to be ignorant or indifferent or weak. Help us to be strong with the love of God. Dear Holy Spirit, please pray for our needs for us. Dear Holy Spirit, Help us to respect God and to avoid sin. Help us to live in the Father's will. Dear Holy Spirit, help us to keep your commandments and to respect authority. Help us to love all things as you will us to love them. Help us to want to pray and always serve God with the greatest love. Help us to know the truth. Help us to have the gift of faith, hope, and love. Help us to know what is right and what is wrong. We now have a prayer for intimacy with the Lamb, the Bridegroom of the soul. O Lamb of God, who take away the sins of the world, come and act on my soul most intimately. I surrender myself as I ask for the grace to let go, to just be as I exist in you, and you act most intimately on my soul. You are the initiator. I am the soul waiting your favors as you act in me. I love you. I adore you. I worship you. Come and possess my soul with your divine grace as I experience you most intimately. After the novena, read the appropriate meditation. For example, period 1, day 1, period 1, day 2, etc. This will continue until further indicated. It is enormously important that you feel as a body praying together, asking for the special coming of the Holy Spirit. At this point, you should read the appropriate meditation for the day, or listen to the daily Holy Spirit meditation recorded on the tape entitled Holy Spirit Novena Meditations. At this point, we consecrate the movement, the church, and the world to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We also ask that the blood of Jesus be spread on the movement, the church, and the world.